Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. Can you tell I did an audition for a car commercial like yesterday? I'm like forcing a good mood today because something happened to me this week that I'm embarrassed to say really bothered me, and I couldn't put my finger on why it, like, you know when something happens and you just feel fire in your heart because of the frustration and the estar indignada. It's not even like anger, it's estar indignada. Mm-hmm. It embarrasses me when it happens with something very small. So this week, I opened up my mail. Nothing good ever comes in the mail.
No, you know what I mean? I hate it. It's always a stupid fucking bill.
It's never something good. But this time, it was some. I saw a beautiful invitation in my mailbox. And I was like, oh my God, finally, something good in the mail. And I go to open it, and it says, Mr. and Mrs., and then my husband's name.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, wait.
That's not me.
Okay, and I was just like staring at this invitation, angry. And I was like, should I feel like, oh, I'm Mrs. Daniel? Like,
yeah.
I felt this rage. And I felt this rage since I got married and people just assumed I was going to take his last name. And when I refused to, like, my doorman refuses to believe I didn't take my husband's last name. So he keeps on calling me Mrs. Panebianco. And it bothers me. It's like one of those things that I can't get over. And I'm like, Joanne, it's not a big deal. Just like move on. And I'm like, no, because it's the patriarchy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, these tiny things that people say don't matter actually really do matter to me, because it reminds me that I live in a world where, you know, things are assumed about me that I don't agree with.
Yeah, that's, I mean, fuck, man. Especially in our culture, it's very much expected beyond just taking your husband's last name.
You didn't take your husband's last name.
I did not. You know, when I was younger, raised in this Cuban community in Miami, everyone took their husband's last name. That was like a thing of like, oh my God, I can't wait to be Mrs. Perez Rio.
Pero, o sea, porque in Latin America, and I'm assuming it's in Cuba, like you become Joanna Hausman de of, well, and then like your husband's last name, right?
Well, speaking like of hyphenated, yeah, like a ton of hyphens. And then there's the whole debate of like, bueno, pero if you have kids, then the mother has to have the kid's last name. Because then the kids take the husband's last name, which is also some bullshit.
That's something that for me, it's another point of contention. I feel like a lot of my anger towards these societal expectations are coming out now that I'm married and people are asking me when I'm going to have kids.
Yeah.
And it's now that I'm like realizing another facet of my feminism that I sort of could ignore until now.
Yeah.
The idea of it not even being a discussion or a conversation or a decision. Just people just assume that my husband's last name is going to be my kid's last name. Like, why can't it be a conversation and a choice? Why is it the expectation?
Oh my gosh, especially coming from Miami. Miami is just a very traditional, like, Pinterest board type of family life, you know, like everyone does the same photos at the beach for their wedding. Everyone does the same like baby photos with like the 5 months, the 6 months, like the misma mierda, like copy paste. Mm-hmm. If you move a little away from that trajectory, you're fucking heathen, or I don't know.
I was like, oh my God, who are you?
Yeah, it's really frustrating, but I'm glad to live in a place like California. No one gives a fuck out here. No one out here is shocked, especially because I'm an actor. I don't know if that's the same case for you. But a lot of people were far more understanding. No one gave me issues in my family for keeping my last name. Lorenzo's a fucking cool-ass last name, for one. Two, I love my husband. I like his last name, Gallegos. But
it's not yours.
It's not mine. Pero second of all, people cannot pronounce that shit to save their goddamn lives.
Galagos. I have seen
Galagos. Galapagos. Like, all and I'm like, I have too much of a hot temper, and I'm going to correct people every time in the most passive-aggressive way. So anyway, I like my last name. But yeah, I think because of the actor thing, people are less judgy, I guess. They're like, bueno, claro, she's an actress. She has her name, you know, solidified everywhere. So why change it?
I have friends that have changed their last name. And I gotta admit, you know, I catch myself judging it. And that's not fair, right? Like, you know, yeah. if my whole thing is it's up to you and it's your choice, like, no one should care what you choose to do with your last name or other people's last name or your kids' last names. But I think my main issue is this sense of not questioning the reasons why, right? So mm-hmm. you just, I think in society, we just go about things without thinking about them a lot of the time. And it's people that question the status quo that really create revolutions and change things. And up until recently, the idea of women working was absolutely revolutionary and mind-blowing. The idea of a woman not wanting to take their husband's last name is also revolutionary and mind-blowing at some point. The idea of a woman owning a credit card was revolutionary and mind-blowing in the past, like, 60 years. This is like, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, it isn't something. So I have this like, constant tug and push and pull also with how I feel about feminism in the two cultures that we both inhabit. I mean, your culture is more Miami, Cuba, but even for me, like, just generally Latin American, mm-hmm. quote unquote, feminism, and then my feminism in the States, just like, it's different. I feel it. I feel me having to explain it or justify it or talk about it with different nuance, depending on who I'm speaking to.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, when you post online, if you literally just say the F word, feminism. But then if you say the F word, fuck, I get more negative comments when I say the word feminism than when I say the word fuck.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, it triggers a lot of people in a negative way. Kind of like the word vegan, to be honest. It's like, I'm vegan. Now I'm saying I'm plant-based. That's like, we're trying to find new branding because some vegans have ruined it for other vegans. And I I mean, I think that's just any extremist. Mm-hmm. So there are extremist feminists and that aren't, I mean, a good example is J.K. Rowling, right? She's so extremist feminist that she's a goddamn TERF.
Transphobic. She's like anti-trans.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. you can be a bad feminist.
Oh, 100%.
You can be a bad vegan. Like, you can be toxic and be part of a movement that is meant for good. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it's so triggering. And obviously the patriarchy. I mean, men just don't. Yeah.
I think men don't even realize, I think, like, just what we were talking about right now. They never have to question their last name. They never have to question getting an invitation in the mail that just ignores their existence.
Yeah.
The idea that you're Miss or Señorita before you get married and then Mrs. and Señora after you get married feels like a small little societal nuance. But for me, it's like, oh, me getting married completely changes the way that people speak to me and regard me. And I don't think that's something men think about.
I just don't get it. I just don't
get it. Me neither.
Like, what's the point? Like, I don't, like, you're married, cool. Did you, like, meld into one per- like, are we amoebas? Like, did we just, like, swallow each other whole? Like, some bizarre sci-fi film? Like, we are still our own people. We just have a certificate, a legal certificate, and, like, blessed by Papa Dios, whatever. Like, that you're married, cool.
I know, but, what? Like, I don't know how many weddings you've gone to.
Not that many, strangely enough.
I've gone to a lot, all right?
I know.
And there's some weddings that I'm sitting there. And again, here I am saying we shouldn't pass judgment on what people do with their lives. But, like, there I was fucking passing judgment. And I was at my friend's wedding, and one of the speakers at the wedding sort of got up and said, I'm paraphrasing. This was like in like beautiful text and I'm talking in Joanna talk. Okay. But it was just like, and now, you know, it is the man's responsibility to protect his wife and it is the wife's responsibility to respect and care for and the word wasn't subjugate, but it was like, let the man dominate and was the head of the household, right? Bar-ferama. And no one batted an eye. And there I am, I'm sitting there and I'm like,
why not?
Oh my God, it's 2018, okay? Like, I'm looking around and everyone's like, oh, this is so beautiful. It's like, okay, so when we get married, we're saying out loud that the man is the head of the household and women need to respect the man.
Because it's in the Bible.
It's like, are we not questioning this? Are we not questioning the status quo? And recently, this Venezuelan actress and influencer posted this video about what it is to be a wife, as if wife is a personality trait.
I know.
And this video is blowing up for all the right and wrong reasons. Like, everyone is like, what is this? This isn't 1950s pre-first wave feminism bullshit. And then other people are like, es verdad.
Así es. Verdad
porque es que the reason why there's so many drugs y malas cosas pasando is because the mom is not in the house. She's busy working and caring about herself or whatever. So those are the comments in that thing. But the whole idea is, women, when you get married, you have to change.
Nope.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
My vows were, like, so hardcore. Like, I remember there was a part at the end that me and David both recited at the same time. This is a wedding of equals. Like, it was so corny and cringe. But our officiant was a woman. She was, like, total hippie. And... yeah, and I made sure that I was not walked down the aisle by my dad giving me away like I'm cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and my sister both for our weddings like made sure that the officiant never said anything like, who here gives away? There's like that bullshit that they say at weddings, like who gives away their daughter or whatever the fuck. I'm like, bitch, no.
I'm sorry. There's something called free will. And I said yes. So no one's giving me away. Yeah. I'm giving myself away. Therefore, there's no giving away of anything.
Absolutely. So both my parents walked me down. They were both responsible for creating me on a wedding night that they were romantically. Okay. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why is my dad the only one walking me down the aisle? My mom's the one that had to get sliced open like a horror film. And her intestines flopped on a table for my big-ass hairy head to come out of that thing. I was a big-ass fat baby. Like, no. Like, she's walking me down too, motherfucker.
Absolutely. I had my mom walk me down as well. And in the Jewish religion, there's this, like, tradition where the woman arrives at, you know, at the end of the aisle and she gives, le da vuelta, she goes around the husband seven times, sort of to represent that, like, the husband is at the center of the universe.
Oh, hell no. Like, what is she, like, Jupiter? No. What
yeah,
is this shit?
No, like, orbiting, like, as if there was a gravitational pull, but no.
Seven times?
Yeah, in my wedding, I did three, then my husband did three, and then we did one together.
Okay, but that makes sense.
Right, but, like, I remember this being, like, something I was like, this is important to me. Because I felt like, although we've obviously come a long way, right? I'm not comparing my life to my grandma, who was just relegated to the kitchen, even though she was the first woman to, like, get into law school in Cuba.
Wow.
And never was able to even question her quote-unquote position in society. I do think that there's small little things we still do that propagate this sort of being okay with the inherent inequality. And I know these are small inequalities in comparison to so many other bigger inequalities in the world.
Oh, I know.
And you know, there's bigger issues. But I think these things, these small things, give us a glimpse of how we're okay with the small issues and therefore sort of
yes.
fine with the bigger issues too.
Yeah.
Like, feminicidio, you know, inequality of payment for the same amount of work, expectations people have for women in the workforce and outside of the workforce. There's a lot of little things we're born with that we don't question. And those things can then translate into big things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, and I don't know if you feel the same way, and it, this might be because, like, I live in my U.S. world. I've lived in Boston, Chicago, and New York, dude. Like, I'm East Coast. I am in liberal America. I got here in college. So the people around me represent a very specific type of person. So
yeah.
My American sort of tug and pull with feminism and stuff has been more regarding these smaller things, like, oh my God, taking my husband's last name, that's so weird. Oh my God, like, you know, but then for the bigger things, you know, I don't see as much complication. But then with my Latin side, no woman changes her name. She adds her last name. And then I always said my two last names in Venezuela, Joana Hausman Hatar, my mom's last name was equally important. But then in other issues, like me feeling like people assuming things because I'm a woman and a comedian, or because I got married, I'm no longer going to work, or I'm just going to have kids and not do videos anymore. Like, I've had these conversations with people constantly. And there's this like idealization of the woman in Latin America in the way that, like, yes, there's positive things that come out of really revering the mother and the grandmother. And I find that to be really beautiful in our culture.
Yes.
The fact that there is so much respect for the mother and the grandmother is like in our society. But I think that creates another wrinkle where women, that is what we're perceived as our biggest calling versus whatever the individual wants.
That's kind of where I have struggled for a long time, because there, yes, in Latin culture, abuelitas and mommies are like placed on a pedestal. But then I'm like, then why y'all treating your girlfriends and your wives like shit? Like, why do you why do these Latino men see women as objects, see women as individuals who should be submissive, and deal with that sort of toxicity, but then they like kiss their like they're like tied to their mommy's umbilical cord, like,
mm-hmm.
And that again, that I always talk about mamitis, right? Like, that's like that's something that I saw so much growing up in Miami. I had an ex-boyfriend who was like that. He was emotionally abusive, but he loved his mommy, mm-hmm. obsessed with his mommy,
mm-hmm.
but he was a piece of shit. A piece of shit to me. He was super toxic and machista. So what? Where's that disconnect? What's going on here? I don't understand.
I think it's the veneration of this type of woman. So the veneration of the selfless woman, the veneration of the mother, right? We go back to like Catholicism always when we talk about Latin America, but like the veneration of the Virgin Mary, right? And then I feel like that further divides people or women into the two categories,
mm-hmm.
of like mother and saint, or like not that.
But yeah.
And it's important to say that like a lot of the most sexist things I've heard and the most pressure I've felt has also come from women. Like the venerated mamis and abuelas, they also perpetuate the same thing. They perpetuate this sort of sense of I honestly feel like they pit us against each other. Like, what is the right way of being a woman? I was told, and so you are the wrong way of being a woman. I'm the right way of being a woman, so you're wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, there's been a lot of cases of femicide, you know, violence against women has been very, very prevalent in Latin America. There's been a lot of protests regarding this, and you see a lot of the comments, and I'm not saying this doesn't happen in literally everywhere else in the world, but I think I was shocked to see it happen within my own community. But you see a lot of people posting like, well, what was she doing late at night walking around, or like, que hace una niña,
I know,
traveling by herself. And it's this like question of her integrity, right? But when it's a mother or a grandmother or whatever, when it's this idealized version of the woman that is this selfless, perfect thing, oh, then you venerate. and then you respect. But other than that, you don't. The respect is harder to find.
You know, I can see that. Once again, going back to my ex, because he treated me like absolute garbage. But I was doing really well at my university. I had goals and aspirations, and you know, I'm who I am today. And mm-hmm. he didn't like that I had my independence. He didn't like that I had friends. He didn't like that I had a life outside of our relationship, and that I had goals, and you know, that I was hardworking, and mm-hmm. he wanted someone that could be submissive to him and do everything he said. And for men like that, I just find it fascinating, and it makes sense.
I wonder how many of my guy friends have ever been afraid to get married or have children because they're afraid of how their personal ambitions and their goals and them, how they feel they will not be themselves anymore. Because that was my biggest fear growing up. And even now, it's like, I'm terrified to be a mother, not because I don't think I'm going to do a good job, but because of the expectations of what people will assume about me, or if they assume I'll be a bad mother, or if I do things differently, that means I'm a terrible person, or they won't give me that job because I'm a mother, or if I do get that job, then they'll judge me for it. And I don't think that that's something that we should be placing on anyone.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
I'll never forget one time I was getting my makeup done in Miami and for a commercial shoot. And I was listening to a podcast about women in tech and how a lot of tech companies, in order to incorporate more women into their workforce, have included a lot of reproductive health in their packages. Like, oh, if you want to freeze your eggs, you can freeze your eggs. Oh, you need, you know, birth control, we'll give you help with that. If you need fertility help, we can also give you that. You know, incorporating that into the healthcare. And I was like, I took off my headphones, and me being an idiot, assuming that a working woman like a makeup artist at a shoot would probably feel the same way as me, I'm like, I think it's really great that now we're talking about these things and incorporating women into higher levels of power. And she was like, I know, mijita. And I'm like, what? And she's like, if women are working at Google, then who's going to take care of the kids? Those kids are going to become drug addicts. And I'm like, that's a leap.
No, that's a stretch. Whoa. Like,
yeah, I'm sure the CEO of YouTube, who, by the way, is a woman called Susan and has 4 children, and all of them are going to Ivy Leagues. Yeah, I'm sure they're all doing drugs. What are you talking about? And why don't you ask why men's position and help in the household? It's always the women's responsibility and the women's brunt to be the wife and the mother. And it's never something like, I am a wife to my husband, who is my husband, and I am a mother to my child, and my husband's the father to that child. It's always this. You are a new identity, and that is number one in you. And you will be judged mostly with that as the forefront.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm sick and tired of it. Because, again, no one ever asks David when the kids are coming. At the end of the day, people at this point know that I'm not a fan of children. And people are going to be like, Jenny's an asshole. Listen, I like them. Pero not for me. Like, I'm not mm-hmm. very maternal. I'm an animal person. And so I think I've just made my brand very clear. I'm just like, nope, no kids. But regardless, who still gets asked the most? It's me, not David. No one's asking mm-hmm. David a goddamn thing about kids.
It's absurd. Or like, for example, I was in a situation where the grandfather of 2 kids was staying home, and the mom and the grandmom of the kids was like, what are we going to do? We want to leave.
Oh,
but
my God.
We can't leave the kids with the grandpa. And I'm like, wait. And then the grandpa was like, oh, Joanna, why don't you just stay? And I'm like, I don't have kids. I don't know.
Porque
why me?
Ese tipo, because he probably didn't change a diaper once. Ese tipo didn't do shit. He was probably in la finca smoking. I don't know. Like, dude,
this guy had children and has grandchildren, and he can't take care of kids. And I have not pushed out one child from my vagina, and people automatically assume I know how to do everything. That's bizarre.
Like, we're gonna this guy has two generations of children.
Yeah. Like, oh my God,
here's my teat. I'm a nurturer. Good.
It's crazy. What is that? And I'm like, and yes, there's a lot of women that are naturally great at it and like fucking awesome for them. But like, why is it expected that I am too?
Congratulations.
I mean,
if that was me, bro, I'm even less maternal than you. That would have been, I would have cackled in his face. I'm like, if you want that kid to live, it's on you, grandpa.
For example, I do want kids because I love children, but I really am fearful of it because of how all the other things outside of me and my husband and how I decide to live my life, how all those things will change and what those pressures will mean. I've never felt more a woman than when making these decisions and when looking at my life. And I think that that's something that a lot of men don't realize, is that mm-hmm. they don't have to question these things. And it's not their fault. It's the societal pressures that we have been living under. But I think alleviating that burden would be so wonderful. And it's actually been proven that countries that have paternity leave, that countries that incorporate the husband in the child rearing, that all of that has positive externalities because it makes it an equal responsibility. Therefore, parenthood isn't something that is automatically placed and weighted on the woman, but something that can be a choice and a conversation between each couple. Because right now there's only maternity leave.
Some companies do.
But this is new.
But it's very new.
And at the core, one of the biggest reasons behind income inequality is because of this difference between us giving a woman maternity leave and just assuming the man can continue on and not be part of whatever that is. I think it's, again, this assumption that women are made to be on this earth to be mothers and grandmothers and to be attached to their man as that. And any person that pushes against it is sort of questioned.
It grosses me out. I really do not understand how paternity leave is still something being fought for in 2021, because I'm like, first of all, this is severely unfair. Let's start with carrying a child for 9 months. What does the guy do to make a kid?
He shows up at a party, shoots it up.
Yeah, shoots it up. Okay. You know, his BP has a good old time. That's it. Pobrecito, I already feel really bad. Like, I can hear the violins playing. So then the woman is like vomiting, tiene like weird cravings. She's eating like pickles and mayonnaise and I don't know, like punching walls and hormonal, and her body is changing and then she fucking gives birth, which is not a fun time, I hear. Mm-hmm. Then she's lactating, her nipples are starting to like turn into different colors, and then the ducts get clogged, and then and so what is the guy doing during this whole time? They're just going to CVS to get them like nausea pills. I don't fucking know. Really hard stuff. Then they're dealing with the baby. Now, some women are lucky in that they have a support system. They live at home where there are like moms and cousins and aunts are there to like help raise this child. And the man can work and paternity, whatever. But there's a lot of people I know that they live elsewhere with no family in sight. How do they expect the mother, after just popping out a whole ass human being from her body, to take care of this child by herself while her husband works a 9-to-5? Someone please tell me how this is possible. I feel terrible for women who have had to go through this. This is fucking bullshit.
I feel like a lot of women's issues and things are hidden from society, right? Like, there's so much trauma behind that. Like, there's a lot of stuff women go through that just no one ever finds out. And men can just continue on with their lives going through a 9-to-5. And it just like society continues as if nothing happened. And I feel like if we're going to venerate and respect the mother and the grandmother as we've done, then let's join them in all of their facets. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be like, this is the biggest calling for women, or whatever. If that's your argument in life and that's the reason why you respect some women and don't respect others, then why are you not involved in the ritual? Why do you not want to take time to help your wife to acclimate herself to this new world if you can?
And then there's also something strange that I've noticed about fatherhood. I'm reminded of, there was like a paparazzi photo of 007's Daniel Craig, and he was like just jogging in the morning with his baby hanging in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of dudes were ragging on him. It's like it went viral, like because he was being emasculated for being a dad. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that seen as like soft and weak? I don't know. In terms of my experience, unfortunately, a lot of my friends never even got to know their dads. Mm-hmm. And they're all Latinos. And again, they either never got to meet them or they peaced out when they were kids, like just completely abandoned the family. So now a good amount of my friends are adults in therapy because of the trauma that their fathers caused. And in terms of our culture, I don't know what that's about either. Because again, that's why I have such a hard time believing this like worship of the abuelita and the mommy, but then they do that to their significant others and then abandon their own families. It's just really sick to me.
The worship of the abuelita and the mother is the worshiping of someone selfless and someone that puts others before themselves always. And I think it's really oppressive to say, basically, that the women that deserve space and respect in our culture, the high, like, are those that are willing to do that. And I find deep respect for my mother and my grandmother. Literally, I love them more than anything. But I think for me, it's like I feel this internalized guilt for not wanting to be fully self. I don't want to be selfless. And the fact that I don't want to be selfless should be okay. Like, I don't want to put myself fourth or fifth. I'm sorry. I've worked too hard.
Yeah, like you do not want to lose your identity in your children, which can happen.
Or in my marriage, which thank God I got married to someone who never, ever made me feel that way. But as a kid, I thought I would. In my head, I was like, I'm never going to find a guy that's going to like that I'm loud and love that I love my career and want to push for myself and maybe don't want to move for his career because I'm so... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought
I was worried about
the
same thing.
And then I did find it. So, like, there are ways of doing it. It's just really internalized, like, fear, because it's this feeling that I wish my womanhood was something I decided what it meant. And I feel like that's rarely been the case, that what my womanhood is always something that people are like, you were born to be a mother and you need to be a mother to feel, or like, you are not going to want to work once you have babies. And I'm like, that's not going to make me want to have a baby at all. Because you're basically saying I'm not going to be me.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that they're lying, but you get that a lot where they're like, your entire life is going to change. And if you're not willing to give your all and forego everything else you've worked towards for the past 20-something, 30-something years, then don't be a mom, or you're not going to be a good mom. And that's terrifying.
My husband has never had anyone say that to him, ever.
Oh, I know. That's wild to me.
Exactly. So, like, that's my issue. It's like, if you're going to place all this on me from the time I'm a kid, by the way, that is internalized anxiety and internalized, like, fear.
Sí, porque no one's telling the men.
No.
Hey, if you don't know how to cook rice, you're never going to get married. What the fuck is that?
Placing boundaries on half of the world is insane based on structures that make no sense anymore. And then people will come and say, well, it's the biology, women's this, women's that. I don't care. Yes, I have to breastfeed a child. That's true. My husband won't be able to breastfeed a child. That is 100% true. Okay, well then, what can we do to make this a more equal world? I'm not saying we want the world to be the same, and I don't think gender should be the same, whatever genders mean. But we should try and strive to be more equal in our expectations for each other and actually take away certain expectations for each other, because they're fucking stupid. And the person that sent me Mr. and Mrs., my husband's last name, please at least next time include my first name. At the very least, please.
Next time, maybe include her name. It's a pretty name, Joanna.
If you just add my name, you would have saved yourself 40 minutes of two women angry talking about feminism. Just add my name next time. That's all I'm saying. And then we'll talk about fun shit like curse words in Spanish.
Ah. Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.